Last week was Holocaust Remembrance Week. There were various events that marked the Holocaust. One such event was the opening of a play entitled Kinder Transport. Our theater critic Lynn Slotkin is here to tell us more about it. Lynn, hello.
Hi, Matt.
What is Kinder Transport?
Kinder Transport was a rescue mission that began in 1938 in Europe, actually in Germany, to save Jewish children in Germany. It was dangerous in Germany at the time. If you're Jewish, they were targeted for violence, etc. And so it was imperative to get the children out of the country. The children were sent by their parents, unaccompanied, by train, boat, etc., to safe havens in England and elsewhere. And the children were taken in, at the other end of that journey, by families who were not necessarily Jewish, but who wanted to help. Often those children never saw their parents again.
That's very sad.
Yes.
What is the play Kinder Transport about?
The play is written by Diane Samuels, and it's about a 9-year-old girl named Eva, who was sent to England in 1939 to live with a woman named Lil Miller, who is Gentile. The play takes place over two time periods, various locations as well. First in 1939, and we see Eva's mother trying to make herself a sufficient and prepare her for her long journey. And then it takes place again 40 years later in England. And it also involves three generations of women.
Maybe I'm just
no, you're not
distant from this, but it does sound very complicated.
No, I know it does. But the beauty of this of Samuel's play and this exquisite production is that it isn't complicated. Initially, we see the difficulty Eva has coping being away from her mother and how she has to deal with a new language, namely English. She has to cope with new customs and holding on to her Jewish traditions at the same time. For example, Lil gives Eva a ham sandwich to take to school. And Eva's Jewish. And she knows she can't eat ham. So it's those kinds of little tricky things that get in the way. Fast forward 40 years, we see a woman named Evelyn. She's preparing her own daughter, Faith, for going out on her own and living with friends. Faith is going to college and will be living on her own with these friends. So Faith is going through various boxes in the attic to see what she's going to take. And she comes upon a box that has old letters, toys, and a kid's book in German. And she realizes these are her mother, Evelyn's, possessions from her childhood. And we also realize that Eva, the 9-year-old kid, and Evelyn, this now British woman, are the same person. Over the 40 years, Eva has consciously forgotten her past. She's become a Christian. She's changed her name, and she's hidden her past from her daughter. Faith is furious at this because it could have given her, Faith, needed background she thought that she lacked in her own life.
And it speaks to that idea of survivor guilt that people had, that they managed to get out of something that a lot of people didn't.
That's
and,
right.
And people are conflicted by that. Is that, right. I mean, what this play really is all about?
I don't think it is. Oh. I think the play is much deeper and more complex than that. Samuel has put us right in the minds of people who are trying to do the best they can under terrible circumstances. You never see them actually feeling guilty about what's happened to them. They're angry, though. It's fascinating to see that both Eva's mother and later the adult Evelyn herself make decisions thinking it's good for the child. And the child has other ideas. It's the beauty of the play that we can see both sides here. Every character is finely drawn, although I must admit, I thought that the character of Faith was surprisingly immature for her age at a few times in the play. And I didn't think it was the fault of the actress. I thought it's a little glitch in the playwriting.
You think this production is exquisite?
I do.
Why?
It's exquisite because Christopher Newton has directed this with care, respect, detail, and economy. It's moving without ever being sentimental. We're never in doubt as to where we are, thanks to the efficient design by Cameron Porteous and the evocative videos by Tyler Devine. There are six actors in the cast. Every single one of them digs deep into these complex, troubled characters and gives a three-dimensional portrait of people coping and hard times. Now, this is produced by the Harold Green Jewish Theater Company. It's their second year of being in existence. It's their first production. Kinder Transport is first production. It's the second year. They are to be commended for doing this play. But, as you know, good theater transcends race, religion, any kind of differences. So I strongly recommend this play for everybody.
It sounds like a universal story.
Universal, indeed.
Lynn, thank you.
Pleasure.